Obviously, we just finished up a fiscal year, and Oklahoma finished the fiscal year well into the black. But the last month saw the largest decline of the year in gross production taxes. Total collections in June were pushed negative compared to the same month of the prior year due to a 42% drop in gross production collections and a 5.4% drop in personal income receipts. It was the seventh consecutive month for decline in gross production tax collections from the same month of the prior year. June marked only the second month in the fiscal year with collections dipping below the prior year. The other month was March. June collections are down by 6% from June of last year. That compares to an average growth during fiscal year 12 of 7.7% and a 10.3% average for the fiscal year on income tax collections. The portion of total monthly collections coming from oil and natural gas production has dropped from 10.3% in June 2011 to 5.9% this past month. When natural gas prices dropped, we saw many producers switch to oil drilling. At that time, crude prices averaged over $100 per barrel, but prices have dropped this past few months to an average in June of less than $83 per barrel. And we'll see that reflected in the next few months in gross production collections. What I think is especially interesting is last week Baker Hughes, their report showed a dramatic shift in Oklahoma drilling. Oklahoma had 200 active rigs, 154 for oil and 46 for natural gas. That's an increase of 27 rigs from the same time last year when 43 rigs were drilling for oil and 130 were drilling for natural gas, and that's a dramatic shift away from natural gas into oil, and now oil prices are coming down a bit. Sales, some notable positives that we see looking at the numbers. Sales tax collections in June jumped by 12.5% from the prior year, showing that Oklahomans are generally upbeat about the economy and they're increasing their purchases. Growth in personal income tax collections reflect the record employment that we've seen over the fiscal year. Of course, that's not last month, which saw the dip, but if we look at the entire fiscal year, we're up about 10%. I think 10.3, right, Tim? And that's especially noteworthy because we did have the quarter percent drop in the rate from 5.25 to 5 over that period, and we were still up over 10% in our collections for personal income. Increased corporate profits both last month and for the fiscal year show that our businesses in the state are healthy and profitable. Our May unemployment at 4.8% beats the national average of 8.2% by more than 3 percentage point, and we're currently at an all-time high with employment at 1.7 million. Reductions in gross production and personal income tax collections combined to set our monthly number back. But other economic indicators such as sales receipt, the low unemployment, and solid corporate profits continue to show that we are looking forward to expansion in the coming months. While the current price environment reflecting Oklahoma's energy industry is less than optimal, I think we can see from these numbers that there are still very many reasons to remain optimistic about our state's economy. At that, I'll just open it up and see if you have any questions for me.